Hi, this is Elizabeth, a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you. Is it your name Phyllis or Beth?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Okay, thank you. I'm calling because I'm having such trouble with my phone, I'm trying to get through. I'd like to know, I have, do I get another Equifax this month?
Oh, okay. So, let me just confirm your name. Okay, am I speaking with Sheila?
Okay. She yes, ma'am.
Sheila.
Sheila Brewer, B-R-E, yeah, B-R-E-W-E-R, yes.
All right, Sheila. So now let me just confirm with you. All right, so. Are you already enrolled in our one of our programs? Is that what you mean? Or I'm sorry, I
Yes, ma'am, it is.
you,
I am enrolled in one of your programs, and I've been trying to get back into it, and I can't do it. And it
Oh.
says that I have, that I'm already in there.
Oh, well, let me please just check that for you and just give me please 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Thank you so much. Just give me please a moment.
Okay, fine.
Thank you so much for holding.
Yes, ma'am. That's
Yeah,
fine.
let me just to confirm with you, so you were saying that you already were enrolled in one of our plans, right? But that's what I was looking here in the system,
Yes, ma'am.
Sheila. All right, so would you like to re-enroll?
If I'm not there, I need the, I'm trying to get a place to live, and I need my credit scores.
Right.
All three.
Oh, I got it. Okay, I got it. So just to let you know, okay. So your main goal is to find a place to live, correct? And
Yes, ma'am.
okay, so we are an A plus rated credit restoration company by the Better Business Bureau, and we've been in the business for over a decade. Sheila, so we can definitely help you. When was the last time that you looked at your credit report?
January, I've got a card, excuse me, December 31st of 2002 is the date it has on it.
All right. And do you know what's your current score?
No, ma'am, I know it's low, but I've had a marking on my phone here that my score has changed to what I don't know.
No problem. So tell me, Sheila, what sort of credit issues are you having now? Like, do you have medical collections, late payments, or?
No, ma'am. I have some bills on here that my son and his wife took my identity
Oh,
and
wow.
got a few bills, got photos, photo identification cards in my name, or credit cards in my name.
Oh,
And I'm,
no. Oh, wow. I am so sorry to hear that happen to you. Sheila, do you have anything? Go ahead, go ahead.
I believe I've gotten the most of mine covered. I went into Credit One, and it was a company that took care or helped you bring down your credit that you owed. And I know I've brought down about five. I don't know about any.
Thank you
I
for that
know I
information.
have enough.
Say
Go
again,
ahead.
say again. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you very good.
I know I believe I have an American Express.
I'm sorry, now I heard you are dialing. Hello? Oh, you were dialing.
No, it's my phone, honey. I have a little phone, and I'm staying in a fish camp right now, so I have a bad connection.
Okay, but
Now,
I
I
hear you
believe I
better now.
Okay. I believe I have an American Express card that I still owe. It was one that I let my son have, and he put up $1,000 on it. And now I don't know what it is, but I believe, and I had one that was 500. Well, I took care of mine, but not of his, I don't guess. I finished it. And
Okay.
$701, it looks like I still owe on that.
All right. So now, are you currently renting, Sheila?
No, ma'am, I'm staying with a friend, which is kind of awkward, but I'm staying at a friend's house. But see, the hurricane that came through Ida here in Florida destroyed my home, and I had to move
Oh
out.
no.
And I've been sort of homeless now for about 3 months. So
Yeah, that was
that's what
I
I'm
know
trying.
that. Yeah, that was so
I'm
sad,
trying to
Nina.
suffice. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
well,
deserve
I
every time I talk about
well,
Anyway,
I am
I need, if possible. I need, if possible, a
right.
copy of another copy of my credit scores.
So I definitely understand your situation. I'm so sorry to hear that happened to your house, and that you went through all this hard thing issues,
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I'm so sorry, Sheila. How soon are you looking to move from your friend's house?
I don't know. I have my name on a waiting list, and I'm waiting for that for a home. But I have no idea how long the list is going to be.
So everything will be okay. Everything will be okay for you. Now, I would like to ask you this question because just to I understand that your main purpose is to get at your own home, your own house again.
An
Have you applied?
apartment or houses. Apartment or
Okay.
house.
Apartment or a house, right? Just a place to live.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for a loan in the past and been denied, Sheila?
Yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, a phone call came this morning about one. And I said, thank you. I said, I appreciate you calling. But I had been declined, so, you know.
You have been declined, you said? Or so that means that you applied for a loan
yes.
and been denied? Yes.
Yes.
And how much are you looking to borrow?
I think it was about $3,000 on it to get me into an apartment, and all of my belongings I had to leave in the house as well. So all of them are gone.
Yeah, that was terrible, right?
Having to start all over again.
I know it is. It has been so hard for you. I'm sure, but I'm also sure that you are strong enough. And everything will be good for you. Everything's going to be okay for you.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Okay, so Sheila, based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back now is your credit. So what we will do next is to I'm going to attempt a soft pull of your Equifax credit summary to get an updated look at what is being reported and come up with a game plan on what we can do to improve your credit situation together. I can assure you that this is just a courtesy pull, and it will not affect your credit score in any way, because actually we use special technology to protect your information just as your bank would. Okay. So now let me just confirm your last name. It's Brewer,
yes.
Right?
Brewer. Yes.
Brewer.
Correct.
Sheila,
yes.
Do you have a middle name? Or
well,
just Sheila?
Sometimes I use Diane, sometimes I use Norris, my maiden name, N, but it's all initials, a D or an N.
All right. So D or an N, right?
Yes, ma'am. And that's just
and
part
it's
of
from...
it. I don't always use them.
Okay, so your middle name, you say, is Diane, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let me just confirm your phone number. Area code is 863. 837-9529, right?
Correct, yes.
All right. Sheila, so your email is Sheila Brewer, like your first and last name, number 50
Correct.
At gmail.com, right? All right. So now, could you please...
gmail.com.
But gmail.com, right. Sheila,
yes.
May I have please your address, your current address?
Okay, I'm at right now at 1731 Sam King, two words like man, Samkeen Road, lot number 38, Lake Wells, Florida, 33898.
Okay. Uh, Thank you. Just give me, please, a moment.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, my past address was at 3008 Sanders Road, Davenport, 33837, Florida.
That was your home address, right?
That was, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. That got destroyed, yes.
Okay. So let me just confirm the address. I need to verify that I got it correctly because I had like I can hear you, but it was not clear enough. Go ahead.
Okay. They transferred my mail from after the hurricane to Tennessee where my son was, and he came and got me. And that was 124 Sunshine Lane, Manchester, Tennessee, 37355.
Okay. All right, but your current one is 1731 Sam Keen Road.
Correct.
Number 38.
Yes,
this is in Lake Wales.
Mm-hmm.
33898 is the
correct.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Now, Sheila, in order for me to make the soft pull of your credit report, may I have please your social security number?
Yes, 267-88-1466. Again, 267-88.
Right. Then 1466, right?
1466, yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much. May I have please your date of birth?
October 20th, 1950. It's 10/20/50.
Thank you so much. So it's 10/20/50, right?
50/50.
50, right? 50.
1950. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 72. Thank you so much. All right. Your voice sounds younger, actually, huh?
I know. People have told me that. My mother had the same thing. She had a very strong voice until 93 when she died.
I understand. I'm sorry to hear that she already passed away. But she was 90. How old was she when she died? 93?
93, yes, ma'am. Yes,
wow.
Ma'am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, this is like your family it has longevity, right? Like the four generations, I guess, right? Like
It has been like the same. Yes, ma'am.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you enjoyed your mom for so many years that you are a lucky woman.
Oh, Lord, yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thanks, God.
And her death was just old age. The doctor said there was nothing really bad wrong with her. It was just old age. She wanted to.
Okay, well, so she had a pretty good health, right? Perhaps she was a healthy people, kind of healthy person, right?
Very.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, Sheila, now I'm going to ask you some questions just to verify that the
Okay.
grade report I'm going to pull up is yours and not someone else, okay? So
Okay.
I'm going to give you some options. Perhaps some of them are not going to apply. So there is an option to choose none of the above, okay? Okay, so here we go. Your credit file indicates that you may have an installment account, like personal loans, electronic appliance accounts, like yearly accounts, auto loans, like that was opened in or around March 2019. Is that right? Like,
And
did you open? Like, who is the
that
credit?
may have been.
Who is? I'm sorry, say again, please.
Hold on, I'm trying to find 19. Bedcock.
Who is the credit provider for this account? Like, do you have
No.
any? I'm sorry.
A couch, a love chair, and a regular chair that I got from Badcock. We've also gotten a refrigerator, a washing machine, and the stove, at least.
All right. So who is the credit provider for this account? Xerox, CU, Popular Inc., First United Service, or JP Morgan Chase, or none of the above?
No one that
None of the above. All right.
I got.
But do you have this do you have this, or did you have this installment account? Like you said that you got some electronics, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but
God, I'm at Badcock monthly payments.
All right. But the name of
My
the company is not in here, right? J like, so you said the answer is going to be
no,
none of the
no,
above,
that's
right? All
not
right. All right.
okay.
All right. So your
No,
credit
that's not.
file. Okay, did you open a student loan around December 2019?
No, I haven't.
No.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. Not at all.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, so now I'm submitting the answers. And
Okay.
well, unfortunately, Sheila, go ahead.
I can
Sorry.
give you some addresses. I can give you some addresses that I have never lived at that's on this fact, on this Equifax. And
Oh,
there's
okay. But well, just in case I need it, I'll let you know, okay? But at the moment, it seems that
okay.
I'm not going to need those addresses, and thank you so much. Sheila, unfortunately, I was unable to pull your Equifax summary. Sometimes that happens. If it was pulled in the past couple of months, no worries though. We've already identified the negative accounts on your credit file. So let me explain how the service works, okay?
Okay.
And let me just confirm with you, like, what do you do for a living?
I'm 7, and I used to work for the state of Florida as a supervisor of the driver's license division.
Oh wow. All right, so I'm sorry, did you say that you are retired now, or are you in disability, or I'm sorry.
I'm retired and disabled. I'm disabled. I get Social Security disability, and I get disability from my work.
Oh, I
And it's
understand.
just like that.
Thank you so much for that information. Just give me please one minute. Okay, so you mentioned earlier your goal of rent to own, which may out of reach due to your current credit and having no down payment, right? So we understand that frustration and are very excited to have partnered with one of the biggest rent to own programs in the country that allows people who may not qualify for a traditional mortgage to rent a home while saving up for the down payment. This way, while we are restoring your credit, Sheila, you can be searching for ho your home and apply for their program. Makes sense? Okay, so. Okay, so the goal of the credit pros is to repair your credit so you can achieve your goals, and based on the information gathered, the best option for you is going to be our prosperity package. Okay.
Variety package.
It's called prosperity package.
Oh, okay.
Prosperity package. Okay.
PROS.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
The PROS.
It spells P-R-O-S
Okay.
for us, Sam,
Okay.
Prosperity package. Okay.
Okay, I got a prosperity package, yes, ma'am.
All right, so I understand that sometimes credit, well, let me just provide you with the benefits of this package, right? So basically, you need to be informed about what we do for you and for your credit, right? So that's why you will have access to your unique client portal, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so in this
Client portal.
in your client portal is where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7, the negative items we are working on, and the negative items we have removed from your credit score, and the different opportunities for you and your credit score, okay?
Okay. All right.
And of course, you will have access to your credit information at any time, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so we understand that sometimes credit score can be difficult to understand, but you don't have to be worried about this because you will have a credit analyst available for you, and he will take a look at your credit score and create an action plan according to the goals and the challenges that you have at this moment. You won't be alone in this process. Make sense? Okay. So, I understand that you are trying to move. So just remember that landlords are looking for a credit score around 640 with no negative items, right? So the benefit of the rent to own program is that you can get into a place to live and work on your credit report at the same time, okay?
Yes, ma'am, that would be Yes, that would be good.
So we will give you access to a go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I said I would need to know exactly which ones it is that I still owe on, other than I still have to pay her bills because she never did. They got addresses, but of where things were sent that she bought, and I have the addresses on my paper of the things that she sent and was sent to her mother's home.
I'm sorry, it was not clear for me. Could you please talk to me a little bit louder,
okay,
and nearest to the phone?
Yes, ma'am. Items that my daughter-in-law bought on my identification, left addresses, things that she bought was sent to her mother's house, not mine. And I've never lived there. And there's a place in Baltimore that things were purchased that I never lived in Baltimore. I've never been to Baltimore.
Okay. I understand. All right.
Do I still have to pay those?
Just give me please a moment, okay? Just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. So
yes,
I understand,
ma'am,
that you had been due to your circumstances, you had been living or moving to different places, right? So you have had more than one address, right?
I have had one address in Florida. I've been for 43 years, and
mm-hmm.
I moved to Tallahassee to work for 6 months, and I've been, the last 3 months, I've been with my children in Tennessee and Texas.
Mm-hmm. All right. But the address, the one that you provided,
never,
Go ahead.
I'm at right now. That's the one,
okay,
I'm at,
so that,
right now. 1731.
Yeah, it's okay. So that one is fine. I mean,
okay.
I just needed this, your current
is,
address. I was letting you know about the benefits that we provide or that are included in this package, which is the Prosperity Package. Okay. So I also was letting you know that we have this rent-to-own program that is that it will help you to get into a place to live and work on your credit report at the same time. So basically, we'll give you access to a letter of recommendation, so you can prove that you are working on your credit score with a professional credit repair company and that you are serious about taking action on improving your credit, all right?
Okay. But who do I talk to about these places? There's one, two, three places, three addresses on my record I've never lived and never been.
Okay, so you mean that that information is the one that is in your credit report or also, or I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yes,
they're in my they're in my credit report. Y'all should have a copy of them because I'm looking. excuse me. I'm looking at my facts that I got.
All right. So I was actually
credit
going.
Report I got. Okay.
Right. I understand. So if you allow me just a moment, and I'm going to continue with the benefits because one of the benefits is the disputing letters. Okay, and that's this is going to be like the benefit that is going to help you with the actually with the issue that you are reporting right now. Okay, about the different addresses that are listed on your credit report, and it seems that that information is inaccurate. All right, so if you give me just a moment, I'm going to let you know about this just in a few seconds. Okay, so well, I'm sorry. So you, so now upon enrollment into our program, you will have access to our clients' resource tools, including the Loan Wizard. Okay, here you can find third-party loan companies that are more likely to work with you based on your credit standing. So you can apply for possible loans from $1,000 to $10,000. And you will see the different types of loans that you may qualify for, okay? Of course, the sooner you start improving your credit, the better options are reasonable interest rates you may have when apply for loans in the near future, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now we have a tool, a special tool that it's called disputing letters, and basically we will dispute the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable in your credit report, and we will dispute all these negative items with all three credit bureaus at the same time. Okay.
Oh. Fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. So that answers your question, right?
Yes.
About
yes,
it.
Does.
Yeah, sure, it does.
What
so in other words,
do about that? Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, this tool is fantastic, actually. So in other words, Sheila, we will help you clean up your credit score. And if for some reason something shows up again in the future in your credit score, you have a lifetime guarantee with us. Make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just, I get emotional whenever this is going on.
Yeah, so that's... I wanted to mention this to you because this is really important, and actually I know this, especially the disputing letters. I knew that this is the thing, this is actually the right thing that you were looking for, so it is great. Actually, so now Sheila,
thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, and thank you so much for your time and being with me over the phone. And I know you got excited, and but I'm glad to hear that you are okay. Okay, so This package, as I mentioned to you before, it's called Prosperity, right? And the initial fee is $119, and the monthly fee is $79 upon verification. So, Sheila, you pay as you go for services. There is no contract. And you can cancel as soon as you have the credit score that you want. And also, we try to help as much people as we can. So that's why we offer a special for you and someone else, but with a better price. This is called Family Plan. It can be your significant other, a family member, a friend, anyone, and it will be with the same benefits that I mentioned to you, but like I said, it comes with a better price. So is this going to be just for you, or who are you going to add?
Now, I don't understand. Again, please repeat that about the family plan, what it represents, or who I can myself and one other person on it.
All right. So the package is called Prosperity, right? Prosperity package. That's the package with all the benefits that you will have.
Yes.
Yeah, the benefits that I mentioned to you before. And the initial fee is $119. And let's see, $119.
Okay.
Okay, so $119, and the monthly fee is going to be $79 upon verification. I was letting you know that you pay as you go for services, that there is no contract, and you can cancel the package as soon as you have the credit score that you want. And also, we try to help as much people as we can. So that's why I was saying, you know, this, that we offer a special for you and for someone else, but with a better price. It's called Family Plan.
Okay.
And if you would like to add another person, or if there's a friend like that you consider that is in, you know, in a similar situation, just in case if you like to add someone else, well, this is the name of the plan or package. The plan is called Family Plan. So it can be your significant other, a family member. It could be a friend, anyone. And it will be with the same benefits that I mentioned to you. But like I said, it comes with a better price. In this case, is this going to be just for you, or who are you going to add, Sheila?
My grandson, Dalton Brewer, D-A-L-T-O-N, Brewer.
Okay, so if you would like to add your granddaughter, is that right?
Grandson.
Your grandson?
Yes, ma'am. Dalton.
Okay.
D-A-L-T-O-N. B-R-E-W-E-R.
So may I have, please, I'm sorry. Let me explain you this. Okay, so the best thing about this is that, it will be the same initial fee, $119 for both.
Yes.
And the monthly fee will...
Yes.
And the monthly fee will be only $160, okay? For both.
Okay, that's the $160 for both.
Right, for both, yes. And, okay, may I have, please, the card number and the expiration date?
Yes, ma'am. Just one. I'm going to get it out here.
All right.
Now, I'm just, well, yeah. Okay. My glasses here. Good health, but still need glasses. Okay. This is a Visa card 7744 7603 0765 2125.
Okay, may I have please the expiration date?
3/28. March 28th.
Thank you so much. May I have please the CVV number, Sheila?
183.
Thank you so much. Now, Sheila, I'm going to repeat the card number and then all the information back to you just to confirm, right?
Okay. Yes,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I got 47 44 7603 07 65 2125. Right? That's the card number, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I have the expiration date is 03 March 2028. And the CVV
yes.
number is 183, right?
Yes.
Okay,
it's all
so
correct.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Just give me, please, a moment. Just a moment, please.
Okay.
All right. Just give me please a moment. I'm going to be here with you on the line. Just a moment, please. I'm still here with you on the line, and so
okay.
Now we are going to add Dalton to the program. Okay. So, do you know his social security number, Sheila?
No, ma'am. Ma'am, I don't. I don't.
All right, so may I have it,
please? What? I don't have his number. So can we just make it a one-person deal?
No, by myself. Okay, so that means that is this is going to be only for you, right?
Yes, ma'am, because I don't have a social security number.
So this is because you don't have his social security number at the moment, or because you don't have to worry if you don't have it? You can add him later.
I don't know if he owes. Okay. That works. I don't know if he has bills that he owes. Or yes, ma'am, that works. If I can add later.
I got it. It's totally fine. Sheila, what is the billing address of your card, the one that you gave me for the payment?
Okay. Yes, it's the Bank of America.
The billing address, please.
No, I have to look at my receipts up just a second.
Just a second.
Can you hold on?
Yeah, sure. Take your time. I'm going to be holding here. Just take your time, okay?
Okay. Okay, I have it. Bank of America, Post Office Box.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Is that your billing address, or are you giving me the bank address?
I'm giving you the bank address.
No, I mean, The bank address, I don't really need it. This is the billing address. Like, what was the billing address? It's an address that you
see.
It could be probably the leave. Okay, so let me just. Okay, so where did you get the paper from your bank? Like, where? Like,
from Hank.
I'm sorry?
From Hank City. HANESCITY. Hank City, Florida.
And okay, so do you know the billing address?
Not right offhand, unless it hit on one of the bills and it has the what is it? Washington address on it. But it comes from Hinks City.
Sheila, what is the address? Like, may I have the address where you receive the papers from your bank, like the when they send you
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm
like.
That's what I'm trying to find you is
because that is going to be the billing address.
Bank of America is a post office box in Tampa.
It's a post office, but that's going
PO
to
box.
Be P.O. box?
251118. Tampa, T-A-M-P-A, Florida, 33622.
All right.
-5118. I don't know if you need that, but...
just give. Okay, so let me just repeat it
with
back
my
to
bank.
You. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, with
okay.
Bank of America, I can deal with any of them that I run come into. There's a Bank of America in Texas that I dealt with. There's a Bank of America in Tennessee that I dealt with. And Florida, though, is my main bank.
Just a moment, please. Okay, so, like, your bank statements, like, where do you get the paper from your
yes.
bank?
It says at the very top of the return, for the very top, Washington.
Like, where does the bank send you the papers? Like, that's the address that I need. That's going to be the billing
PO
address. Like,
box one. Yes, ma'am. PO box 15284 Willingham, Willington, Willington, DE is the state. And the zip code is 1968 50. Now that's at the top of my name whenever it comes to me through the mail with my bill or with my statement.
Okay, so it seems that you are providing me the address of Bank of America, the one that is located in Wilmington, right? In Delaware?
Yes, ma'am.
Delaware? Okay, so...
The only other one I have on here is the Tampa. Because service number, bankofamerica.com, Bank of America, NA, P.O. Box 121, or excuse me, P.O. Box 25118, Tampa, Florida. I gave that to you. Those are the only addresses, honey, that I have. Now, whenever I deposit me or I'm in Haines City, I can go to the, you know, to the one in Haines City, and they have one here in Lake Wells Live that I've not visited yet.
So, Sheila, like I am trying to confirm,
yes,
like,
ma'am.
Would you where does the bank send the monthly statements to you? Like you said, to a P.O. box, right? Or to your house?
Yes, in Tampa. And from Tampa, I believe.
Do you believe, like, to a P.O. box or?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
both addresses have P.O. box.
Okay, so let me just repeat the information back to you. So the first address that you gave me is 25118. This is in Tampa, Florida. It spells T-A-M-P-A.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Then you gave me
yes,
a zip code.
Mm-hmm.
With the zip code number 33622?
Yes.
Then you mentioned 55118. What was that?
All zip codes have four numbers after that. They don't have to have it imprinted on the paper, but the Tampa does. Tampa has it. Yeah, it's just after the 33622-5118. The -5118 does not have to appear on anything that I send in.
Okay, so I can. So that means that I can remove it, right? The 5118.
Yes.
So I'd rather remove it. Okay. All right, so
okay, so
you gave me two addresses, okay? I got the P.O. box.
Correct.
In Wellington, but in which one is the one that you get, that you are getting your bank, your monthly statements? Like in Tampa, you said, right? Or you are not sure about this?
I believe so, it's in Tampa. I'm not real sure, but I believe it's Tampa. Let's see if I have anything on my bank.
Mm-hmm. The last time that you picked up your monthly statements, was it in Tampa, Florida, or in Wellington?
Mm-hmm. Like, and they send it through the mail. They send it through the mail.
They send it through the mail. They send it through the mail,
yeah.
Through your email, right? That's the bank statements.
No, ma'am. I don't do any banking on my phone. No. No. I either pick money up from the bank or I use my card. I can never get through. I don't know how to work the computer to do that, to do it on the computer.
Oh, I understand, Sheila. So, well, just give me please a moment. Just a moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm with you, okay? Just please give me a moment.
Yes, yes, ma'am. I understand. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So I would like to let you know that once the payment is accepted, your month-to-month fee of $79 upon verification will start. It's going to start on April the 17th. Okay. So I would just need to go over our. I'm sorry.
I will. Okay.
All right. So I will just need to go over our credit card disclosure, Sheila. So we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $119 to be charged today. So standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be the subject to a reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Okay. If for some reason it is not accepted, it will be because of small bills, not bills, but small amounts of money that has been released on the phone. I have that happen every now and then. Like, $1 will allow you so this, this, and this. And I will call immediately upon hanging up and find out if there's any problem.
Well, thank you so much for the information. I have good news for you, Sheila. Okay, so your card went through, actually. So welcome to our program. Oh. It successfully went through.
I'm gonna receive in the mail some sort of notification, right?
And that is totally correct. So just give me please 1 minute.
And yes, ma'am.
Okay, so congratulations once again, Sheila. We have successfully processed the enrollment. So we will now activate your client portal, your unique client portal, so you can take advantage of the benefits we've discussed earlier. Okay? You should have received a text message or an email from the credit pros from us. Can you please check that for me?
Yes, ma'am. Just 1 second here. I can remember. Okay, I've got it on speaker. So
all right.
You. And it's on what? It's on what? Message. The credit pro?
Yeah,
is
right.
Is that it? Welcome.
That's it.
Welcome
That's
to
correct.
The credit pro.
Are you got it?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I'm writing
that you've received the welcome link, could you please click on it? And Sheila, please, can you please kindly open the email and search for the blue hyperlink?
Okay. Now, before you do that, I don't want to mess this up for sure.
Oh,
it's a blue tag. Well, in blue, it's my name.
Okay, it might be black,
and
I guess.
Is, Okay. The portal, thecreditpros.com token. Okay. First, after login, click the document tab. Okay.
Okay, so did you find or can you see the hyperlink? It might be in black or blue color.
It hasn't come up yet. It hasn't shown up on my phone yet. Hold on.
All right.
Come on. That's Credit Pros, welcome to the Credit Pros. Agreement Florida information statement right under Florida law. The rights. Okay. It has cost of service method of payment. Initial credit action plan 119, family member free. Monthly unlimited services, individual 119 per month. Two family members is 199. Is that what you what I needed? That what I needed?
It might be okay. So the thing is that there's a hyperlink.
Description of services. A hyperlink.
Yeah, it is in okay, as soon as you open the email search for the hyperlink. It might be in blue or black color.
Okay, it's a description of services to be performed by CP.
Just a moment, please.
Please sign agreement. I, Sheila Brewer, read and agree to the terms and the agreement.
Okay. So you got it. Okay. So you already clicked on it.
Ma'am.
Then actually you are in the next step, but it's fine. So let me follow you. Okay. So to be in the same page. Okay. So now, okay, so now you can see now the user agreement, right? The user agreement. Okay, so you are free to read it. Okay, it's just it's just an agreement of service. Okay, you can review it, and after that, please continue and click on agree, so we can go to the next step. Whenever you are ready, please let me know.
I'm already clicking. I guess I'm on the next step.
All right. So on the next step, on the next page, you will see your personal information. Can you please verify that it was entered properly?
Let's see. Internet challenges, lawyers, correspondence, actions. Client is enrolled in a credit monitoring service. Okay.
So you're
client's enrolled in TransUnion credit alerts.
We are going to create your password. Okay. So can you see your personal information? Like after
estimate
the agreement of completion service?
After action required of client. Okay, I have a signature that's on here already that was 3/17/23, 15:49 p.m. Client signature, Sheila Brewer. Action required by client. Okay,
so please just verify that your personal information is correct. Then you have to create
a
password. So whenever you're ready to create your password, please let me know, because I'm going to show you show you the way. You have to create it, okay?
Okay. My thinking address is already on it on Lake Wells. Okay. Please sign agreement. Yes. Okay. Next step one is going 20% with a circle and okay. It is personal information, Sheila D. Brewer, suffix, email, day of birth, social security. Select the password. Okay.
All right, so here we go. Okay, so the password, this password is going to be for your client portal, okay? So I recommend you to write it down in a safe place, like just in case if you forget or something.
I am.
So, all right. So, okay, the way you have to create it is like it should be at least 8 characters with one capital letter.
Okay.
One number.
All right.
And one special character that could be the star sign or the hashtag or.
Yeah, or a hashtag. Yes, ma'am.
Plus sign. Mm-hmm. A question mark. Like any special character that you should.
Okay, then. I can select my own password using the things that you just gave me, the capital, the one, and the hashtag, such as Jimmy, J-I-M-I-E, one, hashtag.
Oh, yeah, hey, I'm
can I do that?
You don't have to. You don't have to tell me your password. You know it's private, but yes, you can.
Okay.
So let me just repeat it back to you, okay?
Good.
So at least, it must be at least 8 characters. With one capital letter, one number, and one special character, like a star, a question mark, plus sign. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so once you are ready, please let me know.
Number.
So we can...
Okay. Hold on. I got one more thing to do on it.
Sure.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
All right,
we're
so
on
the please, okay, we have to
repeat
go to the next step, please.
Yes.
Okay. If you are done with your password, Sheila, so just please click on next step. And in the next step is where you are going to see your additional personal information, okay? If you would like, please verify that information that it was entered properly also. And whenever you are ready, please click on next step when you are finished, okay?
Okay.
All right.
My phone number, previous step, next step. Okay. It's going to the 40% sign now. So save sign in information. Is your surname? Yes. Okay. It's on a number 3 address information. That's Sam 173 Wayne Sam Jimmy Road West. Okay, Lot 38, Lake Wells. Do I need the Lake Wells on the address or just on the city?
Pardon me?
It has on the very first area, it has my address, 1731 Sam Keene Road, 38, Lake Wells. Do I need the Lake Wells there? Because we do have Lake Wells on Hanks in the city area. Is that okay?
Oh, I got it. Okay, I got it. Well, let me tell you this. At the end of the call, I'm going to transfer you to an ACE advisor. And it's going to help you to verify that the information was entered properly. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So,
yes, ma'am.
Now,
okay. And I've got in the city, Lake Wales, Florida. Mailing address is okay. Same as billing address. Previous step. Next step four.
All right. So we are going now to the next step, and is in the next page is the Equifax authentication screen. So please click on next step.
Okay.
Now you can.
We're generating your.
Now you can see the items in your credit report, right? I'm sorry?
It told me it was generated. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
No. It says we're building your dashboard. This may take up to 60 seconds.
Okay.
This kind of stuff always gets my anxiety going. Okay, now I have in my site right now. Welcome to the Credit Pros. That's in blue. From the whole TCP team, thank you for choosing us to help to achieve your focus. Okay, let's do this. And
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit lost right now. I mean, we were okay. So you said that you already verified your personal information, right? So we went to the next step, and in the next step, the page is the Equifax authentication screen where you had to click on next step, and then you're supposed to see now in your the items. You're supposed to be able to see now. You're supposed to be able to see the items in your credit report.
Darling, we have big error. We had a big mistake on here. Something another. It has give your friends 50% off enrollment. TP credit repair. Get $50 off your next statement. It has your enrollment, John McCall. @gmail.com. Is that a fictitious, or is that just showing me how to do it?
I'm sorry, did you click something different, or because you're supposed to be able to see now your the items you have to identify the items you don't recognize.
I did for a second, and okay, here's back. Now it's going haywire again. Credit score, TransUnion, free of charge to all. Okay, I know all that. Click to schedule a free consultation. I don't want it that. I won't.
The thing is that you have to identify the items you don't recognize. You don't recognize, and they will be the subject of our disputes. You can do this later as well if you need more time, okay? So the final screen should show let's do this or welcome to the Credit Pros. Did you see it?
It has.
All right.
It
so
has TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. It has them on here now with let's see, credit repress. Delete items, negative.
You can take your time on or identify the negative items or the items that you don't recognize in your report. You can do this later as well if you need more time, okay? It's not a problem. So now, in the final screen, you should see, it should show, let's do this, or welcome to the Credit Pros. Do you see that? Do you see it?
We're on, it says, No
Because I'm going
record
to transfer you.
exists to shows entry filters from total entries, from zero total entries. This shows no.
All right, it's
Oh,
okay. And
God.
you don't worry, okay? Now I'm going to transfer you over to our auto credit advisor. So first of all, congratulations once again, Sheila, on joining to the Credit Pros. We are excited to get you on this journey for a healthy credit score. So I'll be transferring you now, Sheila, to our auto credit advisor, Ace, who will be verifying that I entered all of your information correctly. So this will take only 2 minutes, and it is very important that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. And I want you to please stay on the line. Don't hang up, okay, for the transfer.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so my name is Elizabeth. Once again, it was a pleasure to assist you and to meet you over the phone. I'm sure that everything is going to be all right in your life, and God bless you so much. It was a pleasure serving you, and please stay on the line, okay? Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi. I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in sale program. You were charged $119 today. Each month you will be charged $119 on the 17th of the month. Your date of birth is October 20th, 1950, and your social security number is 26788-1466. Your address is 1731 Sam Keene Road, 38 Lake Wales, Florida, United States 33898. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.
Thank you.